Coming up on TMS, we find out what Dancing with Molly really means.
What will it be like driving a huge truck around children as they collect candy all night?
iOS 7 making some people really, really dizzy.
Martha Stewart really needs help with her iPad.
Oh my gosh. Breaking Bad House will never go on the market.
OJ Simpson stole a bunch of prison cookies.
That is the most accurate thing we've ever said in the intro. It's not meant to be weird or funny or an offshoot. It is literally what happened. Eric's app review.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Ring around the collar. Ring around the collar.
Ring around the collar. Ugh.
Those dirty rings. You try scrubbing them out and soaking them out, and you can still come out with...
Ring around the collar.
Now try Whisk. Concentrated Whisk goes right on the dirt. Its unique formula sinks in and starts to clean before you start to wash. Gets even permanent press collars really clean. Whisk around the collar beats ring around the collar every time.
Pretty shirt.
I pick brown and got brown.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
Mountain grown for richer flavor. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Morning Stream, or welcome to it for the first time. I shouldn't assume that you've been here before. I don't know you.
Yeah.
Who are you? What's going on? good morning. It's me, Scott. It's him, Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Good. Well, you know, a lot of people. I recognize a lot of faces who've been here before in our audience, in-studio audience.
Are you looking through your mirror that actually has a hole in it?
The magic mirror. Mm-hmm. I see Billy and Jennifer and Mikey.
Dude, we had weird children's programming. That's all I know. No wonder our whole generation is kind of jacked up.
Yes,
we're exactly. In charge now. We got our fingers on the buttons now. That's the age we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday, everybody. September 30th, 2013. Why did I put the 29th on the notes? That's very odd. I guess I didn't. I don't know why I did that. Today's the last day of the month.
It is, yeah. Tomorrow is October.
It's that time of the month that is the first or the end of the what? The last of the month. And here's what I'm doing this weekend. Check this. Look at the brain on Jeff or Brad. I got 10 references all coming out of me at once. I'm going to snowbird this weekend.
Right.
And I'm going to meet with Corinne up there. They've graciously said, hey, you guys were awesome in July. Why don't you come up here on us and have a night? And I said, yes. And the purpose of which is to lock down dates and prepare for next year's extravaganza, as the kids say.
Which is awesome because I think last year we didn't know the date until...
It was pretty late.
It was pretty late. I mean, it was...
Later-ish. I would say we didn't know until...
Four months before.
Yeah, like January or February, maybe.
Yeah.
So this will be nice. We'll try to lock things in early and we'll...
I think even when I was there in April, we'd settled on the date, but we weren't sure about the place until we did that walkthrough and said, oh, yeah, this is the place.
Yeah, until you had crop dusted it, we were not sure what the hell we were doing up there. Long story. So
dairy.
So anyway, I'll report back, everybody, next weekend or next Monday. In fact, probably here on the show.
That's why it's just you and Corinne going this time. They're like, do you mind not letting that bald fella, bald fella back here?
We have these methane meters, and they were off the charts. We don't know what
we
was
don't
going
have,
on.
We have rooms without windows that we were not able to air out for weeks.
And there's a fire hazard, so could you just not bring him again? Very excited. So up and coming. We'll let people know what's happening. I know it's early, and I feel like we just finished the other one, but this is how this works. You keep the machine running. Gosh, I feel like I've seen a lot of you lately. We did a film sack yesterday. Up now. Mm-hmm. Freaking...
The Rundown.
The Rundown's great. Had a ball with that. That was a lot of fun. Movie itself was pretty good,
featuring
too.
Featuring Dwayne Johnson and some rubber-faced chimpanzee... American Pie
guy, yeah. Stifler's mom. They were that was an interesting episode because I think we all had a lot of fun with it as an action movie.
Yeah.
But there was plenty to pick apart, and we did so with
there was. And I would say it's one of the first movies in a long time that I think we all completely agreed on.
Yeah. I don't think there was much dissent there at all. Even Dunaway always trying to devil's advocate everything. He still couldn't find much, you know.
Right.
He was cool with it. And so are we. So there it is. Go get it. Filmsack.com. Also, I mean, geez, we raided last night way too late. I'm tired now. Everything looks like pixelated orc butt.
Right. I'm looking up in the top right corner of my TMS notes for an Arrange timer.
Yeah. Look for that because that thing sucks. Also, I learned something yesterday.
What'd you learn?
Well, I try to learn things. Oh, sure. And by the way, we're not talking about Breaking Bad at all today because
we are.
Are we? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you saw it.
No. We're not talking about last night's episode.
Oh, you mean the news stuff. Right.
But there is news, yeah.
Yeah. We'll hit on that. But we're not going to spoil anything about the episode. No. I still haven't
seen it. We wouldn't do that anyway. I mean, even for the next couple of weeks, we won't say anything specific about last night's episode. But you haven't seen it, so we can't even talk about whether you liked it or not.
On my iTunes episode today, Glorious HD. I'll watch it. Don't worry. I'll catch up. Mm-hmm. But it was hard. I got to tell you, hard. I got all these friends online talking, and it's like, dude, I got to avoid you people for the next
time. Got to go dark.
Yeah, totally.
Can't watch Twitter for a while,
So I don't know what's going on yet. No idea. I haven't been spoiled. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea how it ends. I can only assume. I mean, the jokes were pretty rampant yesterday about all the ways it could end.
Sure, of course.
They were dead the whole time. They were never on the island.
Yeah.
Snow globe. What else?
Bobby Ewing comes out of the shower.
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh. That Bobby Ewing thing. You remember that?
Yeah, but you saw the Family Guy episode where they parodied that.
No.
It was an early episode of Family Guy where there was this big nuclear bomb that wiped out a majority of the population. And I think I want to say Stewie started growing octopus legs in that episode.
And this is early, like season
this
one?
This is early on. Okay. And it's the one that's got Randy Newman doing narration, singing narration for everything.
Oh, wow.
And then the very end, they're like, well, I guess we'll just have to start over, Lois. And
wow.
And then they cut to live action Bobby Ewing coming out of the shower, and you think, oh, okay, it's, you know, they're just taking that clip from Dallas and playing it.
Yeah.
And then he says, whatever her face, Victoria Principal or whoever it was that was on Dallas with Bobby Ewing, says, well, I had a dream that the Griffins, you know, there was this big nuclear attack in Quahog, and the Griffins were one of the last people left, and Stewie started growing octopus legs and blah, blah,
oh
blah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a dream, wasn't it? And then they both look at the camera.
So wait, how old are they? They're in the 90s or something, aren't they?
This,
weird.
What's that?
Bobby Ewing and aren't they old?
They did some good stuff with makeup to make them look like it was right out of that Dallas time.
All right. At the very least, TGIF time for Bobby Ewing. Remember when he was on that?
Oh, God. What was that?
He was on that.
He was. Yeah, it was the My Two Dads. Not My Two Dads.
Two men in a bucket. One of them. I don't remember, dude.
Two men, one bucket. The new comedy on ABC Friday nights.
Two men, one bucket.
Step by step. There it is. Yeah, thank you, Irony Man.
Two men in a bucket. All right. That's actually technically referred to as two and a half men, but I like to call it two men in a bucket. So, all right. Great. So there's all that. That's the thing to watch. So I'll watch it, and we'll have a spoiler cast on the network at some point about it, and I think that'll be good. I went down a different rabbit hole. I like the rabbit holes.
Yeah, you do.
And you had said to me, and others had confirmed, I think, on the air, that when I was doing my impression of Miley Cyrus's We Can't Stop or whatever it's called song, that I was wrong in thinking she was saying, we like to party, dancing with Molly. And everybody's like, no, it's Miley. She's dancing with Miley. Duh. Right? Remember that whole conversation?
I don't think I was part of that, but okay.
I thought we did it on the show, didn't we? I thought we did.
If we did, I was in a haze. I was in a coffee and muffin-induced stupor.
A stupor. Yeah. I like the stupor idea. So, okay. I got all this other feedback, too. Emails and tweets.
Okay.
Dude, she's saying Miley. She's dancing with Miley. Okay, great. Fine. I heard the song again yesterday on iTunes Radio. I was listening.
We don't have audio of it, do we?
I do. I'll play that here in a second. And I was listening to it on the iTunes radio there. For some unbeknownst reason, I'm listening to iTunes Pop 300 or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, God.
Normally, I would hate that. I don't know why I was doing
iTunes Radio,
that.
Right.
It's just a channel not for me. Like, I should be in that 70s retro thing, or I should be listening to that cool alternative one or something. But instead, yeah, I get that going on.
Daft Punk's Daft Punk's Get Lucky is going to pop on there every once in a while.
It totally did, yep.
Yeah.
You know what song I really like that's playing a lot? It's that young girl from New Zealand or whatever, that Lord.
Yeah.
Royals song?
Royals, yes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Like, she's really good.
She's so good.
I feel like she doesn't belong in that category. It doesn't feel like pop to me. I know it is, and it's playing on top 40 stations, but something about it feels more indie to me. But whatever. Either way, I'm kind of, some of that stuff will come on. I'm like, this is all right. And then, you know, something real shitty will come on. I'm like, what am I doing here? But that song came on, which I don't totally hate. And there she does her thing again. We like to party. Dancing with Miley. And I'm thinking, no, she didn't say Miley. That's something else. Okay. I'm sure she said Molly, and so I played it again, and I'll play it now. So everyone listen to it real closely, and you tell me what you hear here. So here's the long version. We like to party, dancing with Molly. Okay. Sounds Molly to me.
It does sound Molly, yeah. But you could see, Molly.
Right?
But you could understand with her southern accent, Molly. Uh-huh. Molly Cyrus.
Yeah. Y'all. Right. You're right. And so I kept thinking, well, you know, that's just her affectation. She says other words stupid too, so maybe that's all it is. And then I decided to look around. And holy crap, did I find a treasure trove of what it means to be dancing with Molly.
Oh, really?
It's an actual thing. So check this out. I will now explain what Molly is. It is a drug otherwise known as MDMA.
Mm-hmm.
It is an
Oh, that's the band that does Kids. I love that band.
Oh, they're fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah.
It is widely known, MDMA is widely known as an ecstasy sort of substitute, usually referring to the street pill form, although this term may include the presence of a possible adulterant in there, whatever that means. Mm. The term Mandy or Molly colloquially refers to MDMA in powder or crystalline form, usually implying a higher level of purity. It can induce euphoria, a sense of intimacy with others, diminished anxiety, and mild psychedelia. Oh, psychedelia. She was great, the cross-dresser in the 80s. Many studies, particularly in the field of psychology and cognitive therapy, have suggested MDMA has therapeutic benefits and facilitates therapy sessions in certain individuals, a practice for which has been formally used in the past. Anyway, long story short, only use it for post-traumatic stress disorder with great success, blah, blah, blah. But it has been criminalized by most countries, and people take this stuff all the time at dance clubs. And then I found an article that said Miley Cyrus refers to it in her new song. When she says dancing with Molly, that means you're on the stuff and you're partying all night and you won't stop.
What, on this Wikipedia page we're looking at here with the spinning molecule?
Hey, like that. Looks pretty good. Like
it does look really good, yeah.
Looks tasty, actually. Looks like something
somebody knows how to use Maya.
Yeah, way to go, Wikipedia. But it's not here so much. I found the other stuff is a different article, and I could find it somewhere. But basically, they linked her music video and then dozens of others. So, like, there are, I'm trying to remember them all. Jay-Z has a song. I forgot all their names.
Next thing you're going to do, you're going to tell me that Tom Petty wasn't really dancing with a woman named Mary Jane.
Right.
But it was like a marijuana reference.
That is what I'm going to tell you next,
in fact.
Or that,
the horse with no name is really heroin.
So here's another one. News for Molly drug video. Miley Cyrus on drugs, meaning not her on drugs, but her saying it. Weed and Molly are the bomb. Coke. Coke, not so much. So she says this. Miley Cyrus likes Molly. She also likes weed. She does not like cocaine. 20-year-old wild child shared with this info with Rolling Stone in its current issue, where she's sticking her tongue out again. And her opinions on marijuana might spark a few memories of her sparkling up a bong hit of salvia back in 2010, I think. Mm-hmm. We maybe even mentioned it on the show before.
Probably did.
I think weed is the best drug on earth, she told the magazine. One time I smoked a joint with peyote in it, and I saw a wolf howling at the moon. Hollywood is a coke town, but weed is so much better, and Molly too. Molly is a form of synthetic drug ecstasy. Zup, 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 zup. Those are happy drugs, social drugs. They make you want to be with friends. You're out in the open. Unlike coke, she says, you're not in the bathroom. I really don't like coke. Okay, great. Going down here a little closer. I had an obsession about this character that's like an adult baby. What? Anyway, she kind of goes crazy in the end. The point is, I think it's been Molly the whole time, and it's about the drug, and that's the deal. So there it is. Yeah. Crazy. It wasn't me just hearing it wrong. Like, literally, this thing right here. Here you go. Dancing with Molly. She's dancing with Molly because she's on the drugs.
She's on the MDMA.
You can't stop. You won't stop. All right.
It's not the first time that
Oh, of course not. This is drug references and music, old as the day is long. This is more about my vindication of me hearing it the way I heard
it. It's also not the first time that a lyric has been cleverly written where it makes you go, oh, is she talking about drugs or is she saying Miley? You know, I think that's calculated as well.
Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah,
she probably did. It hides it a little bit. That's the fun in it. That makes all these super conservative parents go, oh, there's a reference to Satan in that song. We'll not have that album in this home, right?
Right.
So
I wonder if Madonna's, you know how she had that recent tour where the name of the tour was MDNA?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it had to do with that.
It's the same kind of thing.
Because it could stand for Madonna's DNA, which is grosser, in my opinion.
Which, right.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that smeared on my
which
windshield.
Which is strewn all over the place.
Far and wide. So you're saying a song like where it goes, wrapped up like a douche in the to the middle of the night.
No, that one probably not cleverly written to have both meanings.
Okay, great.
That's completely and totally Mondegreen.
What's another one? I love those songs.
You mean like "Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy"?
Yeah, "Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy." I'm looking for a let's see.
There's the bathroom on the right.
Looking for a more. Oh, there was a song by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young where I swear he's saying, I think it's Southern Cross. Or no, it's not. It's because you know it will. It is Southern Cross.
It's Southern Cross.
And at one point it goes, looking for a Mormon girl.
Oh, yeah.
I used to think he was saying that. But I don't know what else he's saying. Moron? Like, what's he saying?
Looking for a Mormon girl. And you know, what is that? I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but it is one of my favorite songs of all time. All right.
Southern Cross lyrics.
There you go. Look that up.
Because it's on the internet and it can totally be, you know.
Like Molly.
Verified.
Yeah.
There it is. I've been around the world. I've been looking for that woman girl.
Oh, that woman girl.
That woman girl, because that makes sense.
Man wiener. That's what that's like saying. I'm looking for man wiener.
Right. It's not even that. not even that amount of sense being made there.
Woman girl.
Woman girl.
Looking for that woman girl. He's not saying I'm looking for that woman, comma girl. Right?
No. Well, okay. At least these lyrics don't have a comma inside them, but.
Mm. All right. Well, when I think of women girls, I go, All right. Let's keep it moving here. Let's all go home and dance with Molly. Dancing with Molly. See, I heard it. It's official. Hey. Oh, what? What'd you say?
I was just singing. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I like it when you sing.
Dancing with Molly.
Oh, it's good right there what you did. So check it out. It's official. The Johnson Clan / Frog Pants Studios is moving officially on Halloween Day.
Well done.
Yep, the timing couldn't be stupider.
What a clever day to move.
It really is. We close the day before, and we get the keys that day, and then we move the next day. And when we do, we'll be driving a giant truck full of things back and forth multiple times while children are out trick-or-treating in the streets. What a brilliant combination of danger and excitement for me. And the family.
That should not be nerve-wracking at all.
No.
Not in the slightest.
Nope. We're going to hire movers for the big stuff, the things I don't want to break and that are too heavy, like the treadmill, televisions, washer, dryer, you know, that kind of business. And the rest of it we'll do in boxes. And we think we can do the whole thing in two trips. Two trips, done. Now, that's 2 half-hour trips with lots of kids out and little. And here, I live in a place where there's so many children that they'll start early because some of them are too little. You don't want them out in the dark. So
you can start early. I mean, this is a Thursday. Halloween's a Thursday.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Great. So we skip TMS that day.
Yeah, I doubt there'll be a show that
day. I imagine, you know, the whole schedule right around your move date is probably going to be
a little
in
weird.
Flux. Yeah.
It's going to be a little weird.
So you just get up, you do it first thing, and then, you know, you're in the place by, you know, by 5, 6,
yeah,
handing out your full size.
Wait, I don't want to establish that norm that early bars, in the new neighborhood. Forget it. Don't get used to this, kid. Yeah, I don't know why that day. I don't want to do this on Halloween. It bugs me that we're doing it, but we're doing it. So it's the way it is. Now, things may get moved up, and if it does, great. We'll get it ahead of time. The bigger worry is that this thing is so close to BlizzCon that I'm going to feel like a harried idiot. And if this gets pushed a week, that'll be the end of me. I mean, I'll be so mad. I've mentioned this before.
You're going to feel horrible because while you're sitting there gallivanting and having fun in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And Kim will be there with you. The rest of the family living out of boxes.
Right. That's okay with me.
Where's my underwear?
Dad?
Is there food anywhere?
Is it okay to eat a urinal cake? Is that okay? All right. Let's keep it moving. Hey, we got Trek Nerd time here.
Well, let's do that then.
I've been told that we're required to do it. We can't.
We never even talked about what we're eating. So we're going to let...
We didn't, did we? I knew we were forgetting something. I had that feeling.
Yeah.
I get that feeling sometimes. All right, here you go. Oh, gosh. That thing is loud. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
The Geek Improvement Podcast, now with 100% more David Sushil, the creator of indie video game Neo-Victorian Skirmish Squad. Tune in for an interview with Sushil and hear him geek out about comics, fantasy, and more. Visit podcast.geekimprovement.com.
I'm trying Daryl again. Because that was really, really bad.
I know he moved to Antarctica, but I thought the quality of the call would have been better.
Gosh, that was terrible. All right, we'll try that again. You really did sound like you were trying to let me know what the war front was like.
That's right.
All right, Daryl, are you there?
Pajoli for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Much better. I don't know. We got a weird line there for a minute. That was strange.
That was like a line through time back to the 1637 or something.
Yeah, it was like that weird window in the Sleestak cave. You guys remember that in Land of the Lost where they could see it like in a park or whatever? And
They could actually, it was like a little door, time door.
I'm desirous to see some of that old Sid and Marty Krofft stuff. Like those,
it doesn't hold up,
shows.
Dude. I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm sure it's the worst. I'm sure it's the worst stuff ever. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, we tried watching it recently, and it is barely watchable.
How about have you guys ever seen? Oh, I meant to ask this of Daryl because we're doing it for Autopilot this season, Tom and I, and we just watched the pilot episode on Hulu.
Watch a Woman and Dine a Girl?
I wish. It's stuff I'd never seen. I didn't even know it existed. But back in 1978, there was a show called, and it was a Saturday morning thing, and it was Filmation, but it was live action. But it was the same company who did He-Man and stuff. And it was called Jason of Star Command. And it had Scotty in it. It had Doohan in it for the first season.
I totally remember the name.
Does that ring a bell, Daryl? Do you ever watch any of that weirdness?
It's a live action deal, right?
Totally.
I remember it being really cheesy.
Yeah, well, you're right. You were good. You're right to feel that way then, and it's true today. But I had so much fun watching that pilot. Like, it's so it's really bad. You want to watch it with friends, and you want to laugh and have a good time. Otherwise, it's just terrible. But go watch some of that. It's got some great effects, and that is to say, terrible effects. And the stories are they use the same music beds that they use for all the cartoons. So the exact same He-Man interstitial stuff that isn't the actual He-Man theme. Like when it's like, come here, man at arms, and just having conversation and there's music behind it. That's the same damn music. They just reuse it. It's really weird. Really funky. All right, Daryl. Oh, shoot. Hold on. I knocked over something. Hold on, everybody. I'm okay. It's all right. Let me just fix this here. Okay, we're good. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Hi, honey. Kim brought me some, not deodorant. What's this called? Oatmeal. Thanks. I appreciate it. Not
deodorant,
at all.
Oatmeal. I get those two confused all the time.
Sorry. Oh, I don't know. Are you? Is your sister coming over? All right. If she does, let me know. It's not a brush, though. It's up to you guys. Sorry. Things are chaos in the Johnson house. But I have this fresh bowl of hot deodorant to eat, so it's fine. All right. Daryl, sorry. What was I going to ask you? I forgot. No. We're going to tell you there's a new thing today. For the next at least 3 episodes... Okay, let me back this up. Daryl won Daryl got a brand new hot, awesome Doghouse Systems PC.
Oh, cool.
And I'm A, super stoked for him, but B, I realize he needs to get injected with a bunch of games. He needs to have some stuff to play on it.
That's for sure.
And we're going to help him do it. So we had a great fan of the show and of the network and a cool dude all around. He he's one of the admins on the Final Score Minecraft server. He goes by the name Nefioni. And he's really cool with Nick, always helping him out on there and stuff. Really cool dude. And he has donated some games for Daryl to have and play, but they're contingent upon Daryl answering questions correctly.
So if you got to earn it.
Yes.
Nice.
So if you get this right.
I thought you were giving these out to listeners.
No, hell no. These are for you, buddy. So here's how it's going to work. If you get the first one right. Today is Limbo, by the way. If you win, you get Limbo.
Ooh.
And Limbo's a great game.
It is great. I just started getting into that. That's
love
awesome.
That game.
It's beautiful.
One of the best games in the last few years. So you'll get Limbo absolutely for free. Now, the beauty of this, Daryl, is that even if you get a question wrong, you have a chance to do it again the next day, but we'll rotate through which game you're getting. So today it's Limbo. Tomorrow it's Bastion. Also a fantastic game.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after that, Rocket Birds Hard Boiled Chicken.
I was gonna say it sounds foul.
It does sound a little foul, doesn't it? It's a little bit foul.
So, and if he doesn't get it wrong, right, that piece of paper with the codes on it goes right into the shredder, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna poo
never
on
to
it
be
and throw it away.
Enjoyed by anybody.
Nope, wipe my butt with it. That's what I'm gonna do. No, we'll rotate him back in, but I have a good feeling about Daryl winning these because he is a rightful home for some hot new games on a brand new PC. I'm really excited about it. So here you go. Daryl, are you ready for your first trivia question with some actual reason to win?
Wow, now I'm scared.
Look, now the heat's on. It's very different than the usual casual approach, isn't it? So here we go. Saurian brandy has been a drink.
100 years old.
Yeah, right? Has been a drink in the Star Trek universe since the early days of the original series. The bottle used for this prop was taken from a real bottle produced by a distillery. Which distillery / brand of liquor were these bottles originally from before appearing as the Saurian brandy bottle?
I shouldn't know this.
You probably do. It's just scary. Is it A, George Dickel?
Yeah.
Can I just say that one more time? George Dickel. Was it B, Evan Williams? These all sound like anchors on nighttime
news. They do. Well, they're all names.
Yeah.
C, Jack Daniels. Know that one. Or D, Jim Beam. So it's George Dickel, Evan Williams, Jack Daniels, or Jim Beam. All right. Well, you think about it. We haven't discussed this earlier, but we got one of these to do right here.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
So what do you think? What do you like? What do you want?
In our box that we've been eating from, we still have gingins, which I'm guessing are like those other ginger bites, the ginger chews that we did recently. We've got some more Manor... Ooh, vanilla cream-filled wafers.
Where did we get the Walker's pure butter?
And then the
Walker's
shortbread. Same box.
Let's do that.
So, all right. You got that with you, Daryl?
Walker's Texas shortbread. Yes, I have that.
Love it. That's great. I love shortbread, so this was an easy pick here.
Yeah.
All right. So these come in a nice... They almost match my shirt. It's like a nice...
Little tartan pack.
It's a nice little rustic plaid shirt-looking pattern.
Yeah.
Hold on here. He's a lumberjack and I can't get it open.
Yeah, I'm having this. Oh, there we go.
All right. Yep, I'm good now. Oh, look at these.
You gotta be a manly man to get open the lumberjack.
That's right. These look a little dense, don't they? Like a dog biscuit.
These look like those other ones.
Big dog biscuits to me.
Oh, they smell yummy, though.
Which is why the dog is in here. The dog actually has... A piece of paper is stuck to her chin.
What?
And I don't think she realizes.
She's like a coworker with toilet paper on her foot.
Let's see if I can get the camera down here to take a look at the dog. There you go. Can y'all see the dog with the
and there's none the wiser, huh? I wish I was a dog. Nobody. They don't care. They don't care. I got paper on my face. I don't care. All right. So here goes. Let's try this. It smells very buttery.
Well,
yeah. Like a butter cookie.
Oh, man. I love these.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's nothing like
your butt.
That's really good.
I wonder if this would be any good dipped in my coffee.
Mm. I bet it would.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Mm.
All right. Better.
Yeah, way to go. Very buttery, though. Woo.
They're like Christmas cookies that my mom used to always make.
Oh, look, a little nostalgia there for you, Daryl. Mm-hmm. Back in the day. Is your mother still with us? She's still amongst
she
us?
Is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She's about a billion years old and living in Arizona.
That's where you're supposed to go for those years. That's where I want to go. I want to go to like Flagstaff when I die. That's where I want to be. So I'll be there next year. All right, Daryl, let's get back to your, birthdays. We got anybody who's who should be sitting here with a candle in his shortbread cookie?
Oh, speaking of candles, this person used a candle to heat up the Enterprise, and that was Antoinette Bauer. She's 81, yeah. 4 years younger than my mom.
Wow.
She played Sylvia on the TOS episode Cat's Paw.
Wow. She tried to heat up the Enterprise with a candle. Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, the temperature went way up, and then it went back down again.
Well, good for her. And the horse she rode in on. Fantastic. 81, you say?
Yep.
And your mom is, so that make your mom 85?
Mm-hmm.
That's ripe old age, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and she's getting around good and everything. She visited a few weeks ago.
How about your dad?
Oh, he's not around.
Oh. Dad's always died first. You notice that? What's the deal with that? What's going on with that?
The way it is.
Yeah, I don't like that. But this bodes well for you genetically. It seems like you'll have a nice, long, long, long life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope so. That's the plan.
Yeah, I mean,
You guys were talking about, what's that actor's name? Bobby Ewing?
Patrick Duffy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The man from Atlantis.
Man from Atlantis. My dad was his English teacher in, I think, the ninth grade or something.
Oh, really? Weird, dude.
Oh, that's crazy.
Did he have webbed fingers and toes then? He had to have those surgically removed after Atlantis, is what I heard.
Yeah.
He had webbed fingers, didn't he, in that show? That was one
of
the things about him.
In the TV show, of course. Yeah. Yeah, that's how he could swim so fast.
Wasn't it based on, what's the actual character that in the comic? He's not called Man from Atlantis in the comics.
No, it's not. He's not like Aquaman or Submariner or anything
Submariner
like that.
Submariner is who I was thinking of. That's not supposed to be based on him?
Okay. No. Mm-mm.
It was their own bastardization.
Separate entity. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Way to go, network TV.
He ain't Prince Namor.
No, but who is? all right, Daryl, back to your question. Saurian brandy. Drink that Star Trek has been using for a very long time. And they used a brand to start the thing off. They pulled out a bottle of which of these? George Dickel, Evan Williams, Jack Daniels, or Jim Beam?
Well, I was curious one time, so I looked it up a year or so ago. And you can still get these. They still make them. And they look just like the ones on the show.
Did they relabel them for the show? I assume they did, right? They had a different kind of label on them?
I don't even know if they had a label. I think they made this little weird cloth basket thing.
Oh, all right.
And you can still get them from George Dickel.
George Dickel. Oh, look how certain you sound in your voice. Mm-hmm. All right, let's find out. Is it George Dickel?
Congratulations!
Nice job.
You're a winner.
Daryl wins. It is absolutely George Dickel, the Dickel Distillery. The Dickel Distillery.
You're going to limbo!
manufactured these bottles originally in 1964. Here is a clip of, or as he wrote, Ogov, the evil half of Captain Kirk, demanding McCoy give him Saurian Brandy. Here you go. Boom.
Saurian Brandy. Back to duty status, Fisher. I have no sympathy for clumsiness.
No, sir. The hand's much better, sir.
What can I do for you, Jim?
I said give me the brandy!
Good Lord. Slow down, Jim Kirk. What a spaz. All right, Daryl, that means you've won today's big wiener, which is you're going to get a digital copy via Steam. You'll have to download Steam if you haven't already. And you'll get a free copy of Limbo for Steam, courtesy of Nefioni.
It's the happiest game you'll ever play.
Ever, ever, ever.
My back hurts already.
Yeah, and the truth of it is, It's nothing. There's nothing happy about that game.
There's nothing happy about
it
that game.
It is such a satisfying experience. I played it through twice, and I loved it just both times.
Beautiful, too.
Yeah, incredible game. So we'll get that over to you soon, and as we fill your computer with goodness, let's try this again tomorrow right here on Stump a Trek Nerd. Follow Daryl on Twitter at TheTrekNerd. He can also be found on This Week in Trek at ThisWeekinTrek.com. Daryl, you got a little contest for us here. What's going on at the end?
Yes, it is time to play. Is it a Star Trek alien or an actual mineral?
Okay.
And here it is. Mithlinite.
Miss or myth?
Mithlinite.
Mithlinite.
Mithlinite. I'm going to say mineral.
I'm going to say... I'll say alien to be Brian Dunaway in this conversation.
And that's a good move because it is an alien.
No way, dude. I thought I was wrong.
Mithlinite.
I thought you were right. Why, it's the news.
And it's brought to you by Geek Positive. Check out the iOS newsstand and get yourself a subscription to Geek Positive, a bi-weekly publication with the latest and greatest in geek culture. The first month is free, and all following months cost just $1.99. Subscribe now.
All right.
I did. I like Geek Positive.
I do too. iOS 7 update has made some users dizzy.
Okay.
I'm going to high horse this a little bit because I'm bothered by it. when the week began, Apple trumpeted dizzying adoption of its new iOS mobile platform system with a whopping 200 million downloads, which is something like a conversion rate of existing users that was more than like 48% had already gotten the download, which is by most standards for most devices, people do not that quickly jump to a new version of something.
Sure. It feels like a new phone.
It really does. And I really like it. I'm a fan of iOS 7. I think it's got some tweaks that'll be coming soon just to fix a couple of niggling things. But for the most part, it's solid and I like it. But some users aren't totally happy, says this article. In fact, some are quite queasy. Apple customers have taken to Apple message boards and Twitter to complain that the flashy graphics in the new operating system for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch are making them lightheaded and dizzy. The iOS 7 update, quote, makes me dizzy with the constant movements, writes John Isom of Huntsville, Alabama on Twitter. That's how they say that in Alabama. That's
right,
why I said
of course.
It that way.
Yeah.
With the new update, navigation between screen produces an effect quite different from the static wipe of before. Now the icons zoom in, like opening credits of a science fiction movie, says this bad article on USA Today.
The opening credits of a science, one of them newfangled science fiction movies with the space and the lasers.
Pew, pew. Additionally, when you open an app, it feels like it's exploding toward you, according to Isom. Now, here's what I got to say for John Isom and everyone else out there complaining. You probably are sensitive to these things already. It isn't iOS 7 doing this to you. Because that's ridiculous. There's nothing about my little screen when I go click on anything that makes me go, hold on a second. I got to check my text. I think I got a text here. Let's see. Whoa! Oh! Oh my gosh, Brian, I got to lay down. The screen just opened right up.
If only we had Kim Komando here to explain, you know, she did her great comparison of the elevator. It's like an elevator, you know, because I'm sure people would have freaked out. Whoa, the whole thing's moving up and down. I can't take it. What am I supposed to do?
Now, to their credit, I'm going to put my eyes dangerously close to it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what happens if I do that. It's like a movie screen.
You'll go blind with your...
Okay, it's still not bothering me. So I say, and I'm a guy, look, I don't like, if I spin around too much, I'm useless to you anymore. Put me on a ride at Disneyland or somewhere, I think I'm going to Ralph on you. I have all of those kinds of movement / proclivities. Like if you put me in a movie theater, like a Cloverfield with lots of shaky cam, I'm one of the miserable people. I don't get up and Ralph on everybody, but I don't feel good. I don't like it. Sure. So I'm with all of them on all of this. But if you are that sensitive that your phone's doing it to you, I don't know what to say. I don't know
how to
help
you. Turn it off. You can turn all that movement stuff off.
Can you turn off the zooming in bits?
You can turn off the zoom and you can turn off the parallax. I'm surprised they're not like, I'm getting vertigo from the parallax. It feels like these buttons are close and the background is far away.
I need everything on paper. Hold on. How do you do that? How do you turn off the? Can you really turn that off?
I want to say it's in the like where you usually do the handicapped options.
Oh, what do they call that? Accessibility. Yeah, yes. Accessibility. You got invert colors, speak auto text, larger type, bold type, increase contrast, reduce motion.
There you go.
What does that do? Oh, reduces the motion of the user interface, including the parallax effect of icons. So I'm going to reduce motion, see what happens here.
Okay. Is that under general? Yeah. There it is.
But the zoom in is still, it's still just a zoomy.
No, you can turn off zoom. See, it's at the very top of vision.
Oh. Well, hold on. Of vision? Oh. Where's vision?
It's very top. Scroll up to the very top of that accessibility screen.
Vision. Wait.
Yeah. See, oh, vision.
Now voiceover, zoom, zoom. Mine's zoom. Okay, I'm going to turn it on. Oh. No, that just lets you zoom into the screen.
Oh, that is a different thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's for like people who are blind. Like me.
It is kind of worded very poorly, by the way. Turn on, reduce motion.
Right. Yeah. Little things like that are a little weird. But anyway, yeah. I think y'all just need to chill. I don't think this is a problem. And I'll bet it's like three people. This is a case of, hey, one guy on Twitter said something. Must be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
now
of
that, you mentioned that could make me dizzy. Hey!
Hey, what's going on, Apple? I want to do a class action lawsuit. Martha Stewart, speaking of people who want to sue Apple, geez.
Yeah,
I love these tweets. They're the best things ever. Martha Stewart says this to Apple, basically via Twitter, won't someone please come fix my iPad? Ever the entrepreneur, nutly native Martha Stewart may have found, it's New Jersey.
Yeah.
NJ.com. So is Nutley, New Jersey a place? It must be.
Yeah.
May have found a business idea from a tragedy. Stewart apparently dropped her iPad on Wednesday evening, shattering the corners. The iPad was a gift from Steve Jobs himself. She tweeted the following. What to do? Does one call Apple to come and pick it up, or do I take it? She's really making life worse for us, honestly, when she says things like this.
Here's the deal. I do want to...
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I saw Friday morning they had an interview with her on the Today Show. And... In typical celebrity fashion, mm-hmm. when a celebrity says something, it causes a big uproar. What's the first thing they say? Oh, I meant it as a joke.
Yeah, of course. Is that what she did?
So she's claiming that her teat. She's claiming her teat. All right.
I don't know why that's funnier because it's her. I don't know why.
It's hilarious.
Her teat.
She's claiming that her tweet
mm-hmm.
was all in joke, and then she knows that you have to take it to an Apple store and you have to deal with Apple Care and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But she just thought it would be funny to say, well, does Apple come? I don't understand. What am I supposed to do?
Uh-huh. I think she didn't know what she was doing. Here's what she said on her later tweet pretty quickly. It said, I am still waiting for an Apple rep to come pick up my iPad. No action yet. Although she put mm-hmm. yay. No action yay.
So she's claiming that the people on that finally responded to her via Apple support were rude and were angry at her for asking for help like this instead of calling Apple or going to support.apple.com or driving your butt over to an Apple store. And the whole thing, I'm sure, is just getting blown out of proportion. I think it's, you know.
Yeah, she says this. She says, I cannot believe. I'm going to do it in her voice. Here you go.
Okay.
I cannot believe it, Apple. It's the same Miley singing song, isn't it? I can't believe that Apple Public Relations is mad at me for tweeting about my iPad and how to get it fixed. Steve Jobs gave it to me. I think she thinks she's special, and that's why she's acting this way. So go away, Martha Stewart.
Maybe it's time to upgrade to one of the newer ones anyway.
I got no interest in you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have a sponsor this week that I'm so excited to talk about these guys. Oh, they're fantastic. Knight and the Ghost Lights. Knight is spelled K-N-I-T-E, and the Ghost Lights. And this is from Mobot Studios. They used to be Robots versus Wizards, if any of you recognize that name. They've done some other mobile stuff. And they're just a small company of guys that have grown up together, played a lot of Nintendo as kids. They all have kids now.
Mm-hmm.
They made a game called Paper Monsters with Crescent Moon Games. I loved Paper Monsters. I gave it a 5 out of 5 when I reviewed it on AppSlappy back in the day. And they are currently finishing a full rebooted version of Paper Monsters for the Wii U, by the way, which is kind of exciting.
Cool. Cool.
But their upcoming projects, what they're really excited about, Night and the Ghost Lights. Their main goal is to generate awareness for this Kickstarter project, which they just launched. And there's a bunch of time left, so you can get in there. I would call it a modest Kickstarter in the sense that they're not, this isn't one of those, give us 600 grand. And then later we're going to ask for more by doing early access on Steam.
Right.
They're literally just saying, here's what we think we need. Here's what we're going to make. And here are the rewards. I mean, it's very simple, very straightforward. And the cool thing about it is the imagery and the graphics that you'll see in this game are made from thousands of little handcrafted items.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I recognize this. I'm looking at the video right now. Let me turn the sound off. Yeah, this is so cool.
It's really cool. It's a combination of stop motion and 2D bone animation. It's all based on, the gameplay-wise, we're talking like an action adventure with heavy exploration. Kind of think Metroid or Castlevania, but kind of a fresh look to it and a fresh take rather than kind of going retro like a lot of people are doing. Lots of story, lots of lore, and it's very exciting. They're using Kickstarter because, they've got some good clout. Apple gave them editor's choice. The sets they have to build are so massive. They need one giant warehouse just to store junk that the artists have worked on just for this thing. And if you watch the video, you can see all these little miniature things they're working on.
Yeah, you see them hand painting them. This is really, really cool.
It's easy to just kind of go, hey, a little bit of a Tim Burton thing, but I think it's different. It's definitely not Tim Burton-esque in the style, but it's kind of that stop-motion-y Henry Selick kind of vibe.
Well, that's, other than Paranorman, I mean, Tim Burton is probably the only person keeping stop-motion. No, I take that back. The Wallace
Aardman,
and Gromit.
Yeah. Aardman's doing all right.
But between, it's really just those two or three directors and producers that are keeping that alive, that feel alive.
I want to say Henry Selick. Well, I know he did Coraline, and he also was he was director for Nightmare Before Christmas, and then he also, I think his is that Paranorman movie, but you're absolutely right. Like, that style is, it's awesome that those guys are keeping that stuff alive, and then to see this sort of thing kind of show up in a game like this, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that Nick Park?
Nick Park is the guy at Aardman.
Aardman, okay. Yeah, and then the Coraline wasn't one of the people I mentioned,
No, he was Henry Selick, for sure. Or okay. Coraline was, rather.
Coraline was, okay. Yeah.
But right. Henry Selick, kind of behind-the-scenes kind of guy. He doesn't like to take a lot of credit for stuff, but that guy's a genius.
Yeah, I wish Harryhausen was still around doing a video game.
James and the Giant Peach, also a Henry Selick joint. All that stuff's great.
Oh, yeah.
Love all that. Anyway, help these guys fund their project. You can find them at facebook.com/MoboStudios. Mobot Studios. That's MOBOT Studios.com is also the website. You can find them on Twitter at Mobo. I keep saying it because the T wants to mess with me.
I know.
Mobot Studios. There you go. At Mobot Studios. And then on Kickstarter, just search for Night and the Ghost Lights. If you search for Ghost Lights, it'll show right up and you don't have to worry about spelling. But give it your support. It looks awesome. And I'm really excited to see how it turns out. I mean, the video alone is worth watching. It's awesome, that stuff they're doing there.
That is very, very cool.
We'll talk more about them this week, but a big thanks to them for supporting the show, and you guys go support them. Okay. All right. How about this?
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
Well, look, everybody, it's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by...
Hooray for movies! The pop culture-soaked adventures of movie-loving Brits with too much time on their hands. The one rule of Hooray for Movies? If we see it or hear about it, we try to write about it. Reviews, news, and salacious rumor, they're all here. Visit us at hoorayformovies.com or follow us on the Twitter at Hooray4Movies. Living the geek dream one day at a time.
Salacious rumor, my favorite Harry Potter ancillary character. He was so good.
Oh, really? See, I liked him when he was sitting on... Jabba the Hutt's leg.
I hate that puppet so much. That whole movie's a Muppet movie anyway.
It kind of is.
I love things about it because I was young and I loved it. But when you look at it now, there's too many puppets in Return of the Jedi. Way too many. Breaking Bad House, the one that's, Walter White lives in.
Yeah, the white household, pizza on the roof.
Uh-huh. By the way, did you hear they got that pizza shot in one take?
Yeah, well, I heard it was an accident. I mean, it wasn't intentional. It was like he was just going to throw it, and the fact that it stayed up there also, spoke to the fact that it wasn't cut.
Right, exactly. It's really good.
Those things fly really well when you don't cut them.
Yeah, if you don't cut your pizzas. Yeah, what the heck, man? I just now you're messing with me. That pizza wasn't cut.
It wasn't cut.
It's X-Files. Gilligan. Let's see. The homeowner who owns that home, who basically lends it out when they do filming in there and outside of it, says they'll never sell. Never. You'd think they'd make a ton of money here. The people who actually live inside Walter White's house on Breaking Bad tell TMZ, this is who they told, no amount of meth money could ever convince them to sell. Fran and Louis Padilla have been living in Walt's crib since 1973. And its quick rise to American landmark status has been a lot to handle. Over 1,000 visitors just in this month alone. The Padillas are not scared off or tempted by financial windfalls. They say the memories from the years they spent raising their family in that house are worth the price tag. No one had recognized. I mean, did they watch the show and see the knife fight and things? Like, I would freak out.
No kidding. Like stuff hidden behind the panel of the.
Yeah, I would look at the bed funny because I know one of the Terminator twins sat on it. I'd look in the closet funny because Walt hid in there in his underwear. I would look at the wall. Yeah, all the wall sockets would be
all the wall plates. Right.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Crawl space underneath.
Oh, yeah. Him down there sweating and yelling, moving dirt around. Like, all of that would freak me out. Right. Maybe they don't watch the show, and that's fine. Nobody would recognize the inside anyway. All inside scenes are shot on a soundstage. So that is not her house inside, which is interesting. She says the interior decor on Breaking Bad looks hideous, she says. So it's nothing like her actual interior.
I know. I'm sure. I mean, it's, yeah. They,
that's great.
It's done up.
Here's what shocked TMZ. Multiple realtors tell us the market value for the house is somewhere between $150K and $200K. That's all. And that the marquee value will not up the ante of the house. That's surprising to me. I'm a little shocked by that. Mm-hmm. The couple's backyard has also been frequently featured, but the Padillas tell us it's probably Padilla. I don't know what it is. They tell us they don't actually grow any poisonous lily in the valley. Spoiler. That's like multiple seasons ago, folks. So catch up, wait.
Exactly. Yeah.
Finally, what else we got here? Oh, did I ever do the? Yeah, I did. Never mind. For a second, I thought we forgot the Martha Stewart thing, but we talked about that at length.
We did talk. Oh yeah, that's right. That could have easily been a celebrity poop article.
That might be why. A poop article. O.J. Simpson, my favorite article of the day, without a question. O.J. Simpson stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Famous murderer and Samsonite salesman O.J. Simpson was caught. I love the way what would Tyler Durden do says things.
Yes.
Was caught stealing cookies from a prison cafeteria. He's in prison, you know, there in Vegas or wherever it is.
Yeah.
You recall that O.J. is serving jail time for armed robbery after he had some armed friends try to snatch back some O.J. memorabilia in Vegas. The report states that O.J. was caught by a prison guard trying to sneak a dozen oatmeal cookies back to his cell. Stealing food is a huge no-no in the joint and will get you thrown into solitary, which it did, and he's in trouble. So don't steal cookies is the bottom line.
They talked about this a little bit on SNL on a Weekend Update this last week. So with Seth Meyers leaving, Cecily Strong is kind of co-anchoring for a while. And I'm wondering if when Seth leaves, if she's going to leave, if she's going to take over completely. But they talked about this article. Seth read it. Yeah. And then she said something like, hey, give the poor guy a break. His wife died a few years ago.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
This article even says, hold on, eating some of that deodorant. The guard, let's see. The guard shook out OJ's prison uniform and the cookies fell to the floor. They say they're going to let him off with a warning this time. It may seem like a small thing. I'm quoting from the site. This is not me, so keep your emails to yourselves.
Did he lead them on a low speed chase through the, through the prison?
Wore a white jumpsuit.
White jumpsuit and went...
Had his buddy next to him. Yep. He kind of hid behind him. And they had a camera up in the ceiling kind of following through there. It says, let's see. It may seem like a small thing, but you let a guy get away with cookie thievery, and the next thing you know, he'll jealously try to decapitate his ex-wife and slice open a random waiter he mistook for his boyfriend. It happens just that quickly.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty rough.
That's pretty rough.
That's not my quote, folks. So.
Yeah, that was from What Would Tyler Durden Do?
Yeah, and he would do that, is what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's it. I'm just trying to see if there's any updates. Miss Teen USA sextortionist captured. Okay, don't care.
Really?
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Oh, that's the... Yeah, right. Yeah, he had pictures, like, hacked into her webcam and had pictures of her in the All Together and was trying to extort money out of her. Yeah.
Did this knucklehead want to cat... Oh, I see. I'm not going to read that. That's bad. He's going to go away for 30 years. Mm-hmm. He was in Southern California. And he's been doing this a lot. So there you have it. Mm. There's your update. Beep, 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 beep.
Thanks.
Let's take a break. When we come back, it's Eric's app review, possibly Kim and her sister. I don't know. We haven't. There was some rumor earlier that they were going to be around, but with all the chaos in the Johnson house, I don't know if that's happening. But for sure, Eric will be here with an app review. We'll get to that in a minute. Tweaked Audio sponsoring the program. 5 great styles, 7 great colors, and all designed to sound great for the music and talk you might put in there. Let's say you got yourself some sweet Miley Cyrus music going, and you're thinking, how would that sound better? We like party. Something made me we want. I kind of like that song, actually. I don't know why. I don't know why I like it.
It's definitely guilty pleasure for you, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Now I'm a real blonde.
Now I'm a real blonde.
That took too long to play. Anyway, if you want to put that in your head, that's fine. We're not going to judge you, but you can listen to it better and longer and have it sound great with Tweaked Audio earbuds compatible with all your devices. Comes with a lifetime warranty. And if you use the code STREAM at checkout, you'll get 33% off. That's a full third, folks, of the price gone by using the code STREAM at checkout. All right, that's it. Let's do a song. You got a song? What do we got?
I have a song. Okay. Let's do this one right here.
Okay.
So Jessica, a.k.a. Geek Girl, maker of fine crafted, I want to say it's knitted, but she always corrects me. It's not crocheted. What is it? It's our great scarf and our fingerless gloves. It is crochet. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Anyway, JH Crafter on the Etsy site says, "Hey, Scott and Brian, this request is for September 30th. If on the 30th, my hubby will be 28 years old, and to help him celebrate his birthday, I want to request a song from one of his favorite games, Peter Hollins and Lindsey Stirling's cover of Skyrim. Happy birthday, Jared. I love you with all my heart. Love, Jessica, a.k.a. Geek Girl." Aww.
Aww.
So... Yeah, so happy birthday. I know he's listening. Like, she got him listening. He's in the tadpole today.
Oh, great.
Participating along. And
you know what that deserves? It deserves one of these.
Way-ho!
Yeah, welcome Way-ho! To the program, everybody.
That's right. So in honor of that, we're playing exactly that. Skyrim, main theme by Lindsey Stirling and Peter Hollins. That's her on the string instruments, and that's him on the vocal instrument. This is a single you can get on iTunes, and it's a cover of the main theme of Skyrim.
I'm pretty sure these are the Provo people, I think.
Yes, I believe that's right. Yeah. We talked about that.
Utah connection, baby.
Yes, right.
Talented folk come out of here sometimes. All right, here it is. It's the Skyrim theme. We'll be back in a minute with Eric and a whole bunch more. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Peggy Fleming. Millions of children in over 100 countries dream that somewhere they'll find the help they need to walk again or to keep from going blind or just to stay alive. And for all those children, that somewhere over the rainbow is UNICEF. The United Nations Children's Fund provides vitamins, vaccines, and school supplies for the children of the world. This is Peggy Fleming asking you to write UNICEF to find out what you can do to help.
The best-looking toaster pastry ever.
The Morning Stream is part of a nutritious breakfast kids have grown to love. They're pretty good, I guess. Yeah, they're okay.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Lovely to see you again. Lovely.
Bad.
Brian, I have a dream.
You have a dream?
I have a dream. And that dream is that we'll first time try get Eric on the line here.
Okay.
We're going to sure try. I haven't talked to him, so I hope
It's even later for him, like the rating we do on Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
It's even later for him than it is for us.
Yeah, and I think we did a fair amount of just sitting around yesterday in that raid, just waiting for
a lot
stuff,
of waiting for somebody.
Disconnecting people and things, and I think that I can't imagine what that's like at 2 in the morning or whatever. Eric, you there?
I am here.
What time is it when you play, when you raid? It's pretty late.
Well, the raid starts at
11 o'clock your time.
11 p.m. my time, yes.
Ugh.
It goes until 1.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know me. That's normal.
Yeah, that for you, you're a weird night owl type dude. You're up till like 3 or 4 in the morning most days. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I'm up till 3.
Oh, my gosh, every night. Dude. And how long do you sleep?
I usually sleep till like 7:30.
Oh my gosh, dude, I would die. You're like that guy in Insomnia. You're gonna start seeing blue people and stuff. That's not good.
And that's not normal.
Well, no. Here's my question though. Is it because you can't sleep or is it because you just don't need that much sleep?
When I usually get 8 hours of sleep, I usually am really groggy the next day and my mind doesn't work too well.
So you almost have the opposite problem I do. If I don't get a full 7, let's say on average or something close to that, I feel totally off the whole next day. But if I get that, I'm great. You are the opposite. If you get a nice full 7 to 8 hours, 7 to 8, you're groggy. And if you get 3, you're chipper as a bird in spring.
Yes, I don't know why that is. And
you're some kind of psycho. Oh, I forgot. Hold on. You got to play this thing here. Here you go. Feel it. Hold it. Here we go.
App slappy.
Hey, look who it is. It's Eric Van Skyhawk, who we've already been talking to as if it was nothing. Here on the program to talk about an app he likes or maybe doesn't like or who knows. But before all that, we've done a little bit of this and since it came out, I think, maybe on the show, but after a week or two of iOS 7 as a permanent replacement for your iOS, how are you feeling about it? Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I really love it. I like it a lot.
You have any big complaints, stuff that you just can't get past?
Not really.
Mm.
Nothing that really bothers me at all about it.
It's not making you dizzy. You're not getting dizzy when you look at it.
I cannot believe those claims. I am sorry. I don't know what it is. I can't see how anybody's getting sick.
I can't even imagine it.
It doesn't even move that much.
It's got to be like, what's her name on Arrested Development with her constant vertigo. Can't think of her name. Who am I trying to think of? Crap. Who's her name? The one that Buster.
Lindsay?
No, Buster likes her.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli's character. You'd almost have to be
Lucille
that.
Too, yeah.
Like, you've got to be a guy who lays in bed with 2 sandbags, one on each side of his head every night, so he doesn't move at all, and then hand him an iPhone. Oh, I can't deal with this movement. Who else would have a problem with it? It's ridiculous to me. Because if you have a problem with that, there's not that much more zoomy, zoom, zoom stuff going on than there was in the old phone. Or there is on their desktops or whatever.
I don't understand. It's like, I mean, just think about video games you play with all the screens zooming in and out and interfaces and HUDs and what. And I'm just like, how can anybody get? Yeah,
yeah.
Well, far then, more from first person shooters than
like we have a Corinne's husband Jason is serious, like has serious issues with playing first person shooters, specifically that kind of game. All other games are fine for him, but there's something about that field of view and that motion. And that combines to make him just go, oh, I can't play for more than 20 minutes before I turn green and have to lay down. I totally get that. That's kind of a different thing. Like Oculus Rift will be a waste for him because it's just going to make him sick constantly. I get these extreme things, but a phone? How big is that screen? Like 4.5 inches by 2.5?
I don't understand. But I discovered one of my favorite features is the killing apps, you know, with the double click.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is doing three at a time. That's like what? The best.
Hold on. Oh my gosh, you're right. Here we go.
Wait, what is
it? Oh, that's great, dude. Brian, double click in your thing.
Yeah.
Get it so you got three apps in a row, like kind of, you know, one, two, three. There's like half of
the and you can just get all three of them.
Three finger it up. That's awesome.
There you go.
Oh. Eric. You're a wizard.
I don't care what you do for the rest of the segment. Although, here's what's weird is I still have some of the icons left over from the things I just closed.
Wow.
Well,
what? Icons left over? What do you mean?
Yeah, like the screen image is gone, but the icon.
Oh, they'll below be there. They'll be there till you close it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're there till you hit the thing again, and then when you go back and do it again, they're gone.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
That is really cool.
Nice job. All right. It's tips with Eric. There's one.
And also I just discovered is you can actually have it read your emails now.
Oh, out loud?
So yeah, you go, Siri, read my emails. And she'll say, these are your latest emails. And blah, 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 blah.
Let's try this right here. I'm going to try one. Hold on. Let's see if we can get one to read here. I don't know what my latest emails is, but.
I know. This should be interesting. Great.
Siri, read my emails.
You have 13 emails. The latest was sent last Thursday at 4:30 p.m. from Derek Koo, with the subject, October air dates.
Okay.
Last Thursday at 3:12 p.m., you were sent an email from James Fletcher with the subject, some sponsorship stuff.
Okay, but it doesn't, it's just giving me the list.
It's just doing like the headlines.
Yeah, but the thing is then you subject. Can say, if there's an email that you want to read, say read the email from so-and-so, and then I'll read the entire email.
Okay. Interesting. All right, I'll play with that. Siri does a lot more things it didn't used to do.
I see you've opted for the male voice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I totally prefer the male voice. Partly because I was sick of the Siri lady. And I know she's changed a little bit. She doesn't quite sound the same. But I was just kind of sick of hearing her all the time. And I like this guy because he's always very nervous. He has a nervous quality to him. So when he asks you questions or says things like, if you say, Siri, what's the weather like? He'll go, the weather outside right now is warm at 72. Like that. Like he kind of has, everything ends with, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And I like that. I like that a lot. Anyway, all right, you come bearing apps. What are you using lately that you want to talk to us about?
Remember those astronomy apps, you know, like Starwalk and
I remember those.
From those, yes.
Like and ones they could hold up to the sky.
Yeah,
with like,
yeah, and sometimes they don't really work
reality.
Really well, and they're okay. I found one that is spot on, accurate, and it's amazing.
What's it called?
It's called... Sky Guide.
Sky Guide.
And it's not overly complicated like those other ones. It's just super. You can turn off the constellations, turn off the planets, turn off stars, and blah blah blah. You have a whole bunch of different options. And one of the coolest things that I like about it is it actually has a. And it's an additional thing you have to buy is satellites, tracking satellites. Mm. And it will show the path of the satellites and what time they'll be overhead. And so you can check out like the Hubble telescope or the International Space Station.
That's cool. So you can see when it's passing over. That is really cool.
Awesome. So it's the interface is really well done and it has the night mode also. So everything's red. But the thing about this is it's really. Hello?
You're good. Oh, you had a blip.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did I have a little bloop?
Yeah, a little bloop.
A bloop, bloop, blooper.
Yes. Keep going, though. Where were you? I forget.
I was just talking about how accurate this is. I mean, it's, you know, if you have a place that doesn't have a lot of light pollution, this is definitely a cool app to have.
Yeah.
And if you click on a star and you just click the little, there's a little info thing that comes up. You click on it and it gives a little synopsis of what you're looking at. And it's pretty good.
All right. I have a recommendation, too, for...
buying it right now. This is awesome.
For Android folk out there, it's not available on both platforms. However, Android people tell me, and the internet seems to support, that SkyMap, which is some open sourcey googly thing, is also very good and supposed to be accurate. And some of these nice things you're saying about this app are available there. So look at us being multi-platform here on the show.
Look at that. Yes.
Pretty amazing. All right, how much does that thing cost?
I think it's $1.99.
Seems like $1.99.
Fair price.
And then another $1.99 if you want satellites.
If you want the satellites, yep.
Got it.
Yeah, which I think I'm going to get. I'd love to see like when the International Space Station is passing over.
Will you imagine George Clooney getting torn apart up there while it's happening? Or a little bit.
No spoilers to that movie. Yeah,
no.
Mm. I'm just kidding. No, but it would be nice to. I've got a really nice telescope, so being able to like kind of pop up and see that stuff would be really cool.
I didn't know you had a telescope really for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I love that stuff. When I was a kid, it's all I wanted was a telescope.
Oh, so cool. Yeah.
That and a chemistry set. Oh, yeah. And those stupid things you bought at Radio Shack where you could turn their sink into a radio. Do you remember that? You tie a wire to the pipe or whatever. Oh, that stuff was the bomb. Well, excellent. All good news all around. Eric, your album's out. It's doing good,
yes.
But it can always do better. Where do people get a hold of Shatter?
You get it on iTunes and Amazon, and also people leave some reviews.
Mm-hmm. That little song you heard of the intro there, the App Slappy theme, that's on that record.
Also, I this is a cover that I'd love to have Brian play sometime.
Ooh,
that I
yeah.
Into Skype, if you want to download that.
Let me click that link. No way, I'm never playing that, ever.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Let me see. Oh, look
have
at that.
Have you heard this?
Oh, yeah, no, I have heard of this. Heard of
it. You've heard this one?
I've heard of this one.
You have?
I've never heard of this performer.
I have heard of Sebastian Comore.
Yes, he was an icon of Coil.
How come that file's so huge? Oh, it's because it's a wave.
It's a wave. High quality, man.
Yeah, you don't mess around with MP3s, do you? You're all lossless, fat files, right?
You calling me fat?
I'm saying your hard drive is full of big-ass fat files. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the thing is, when you do music, you don't really, output stuff to MP3 quality.
No, why would you? That's for chumps and amateurs. I understand where you're coming from. So there you go, folks. It's all that. It's that app. It's this music. And go get it. It's awesome. It's great. Great album all around. And even if all you got was the App Slappy thing, you'd be happy. Mm-hmm. But buy the whole album. It's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Eric, let's do this again next week, shall we? Should we? Can we?
Yes. And I guess I'll see you Sunday night, I guess, right?
Sunday.
Sorry, Thursday. Yeah. Thursday.
Actually. Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
See how many sexual innuendos we can get in during that 2-hour session.
That was a rough night. That was a rough night last night.
It was a little rough last night. I don't mean for those reasons. It was just a rough fight. That's a rough mechanic. We had people with connection issues. It was just hard.
We got a total of 16 wipes on that.
Yes, that's what Deadly Boss Mods was telling me.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, Scott, we did it one more time after you left.
I heard about this morning. I didn't know. I took off and suddenly everyone's running again. I had no idea.
You pulled a Scott where I was like, is he there?
Dude, when I'm done. I get out.
You don't even say goodbye. You like just choom.
Depends on how tired I am, but last night I was really tired. I was like, okay, that's it. They said we're done. Okay, cool. I'm back in town. I'm out. And then I find out today that everybody ran again. So I guess it wasn't successful, though, according to Brian.
No, some people dropped more. You weren't the only one. A lot of people, probably 3 or 4 people dropped out.
Yeah.
We got them down to 5%. So.
And then you didn't try again, right?
It's just a matter of, a couple people actually did want to give it one more shot. Well, oh, no, can't do it.
Yeah. See, this is where the things start to go south with raid nights, is when people start skirting the rule. Which is, we got to have a hard start and a hard stop. And start skirting that, then it's chaos.
Yes,
and there's no rules about anything.
It totally was, too.
Anarchy, martial law, it's bad. So don't do that, everyone. All right, Eric, have fun. Enjoy your week. And get some damn sleep, you weirdo. See ya. All right.
See ya. I do need to... to hit Dragon Soul a few more times. I know it's an old raid, but I got to get those gem clusters for my legendary daggers.
Oh, yeah. To progress with that, you got to do that.
I just want to have that thing done.
I wouldn't mind having... Somehow I sold or got rid of or deleted or something. So I don't know how I did it or when. I would have never wanted to do this, but the bow I got off of that fight is one of my favorite looking bows in the game. And I was going to transmog it yesterday, and I'm like, where is this damn thing? So I went and did the item recovery thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't see it. Says it. I never had it.
Oh, that's.
But nice. I know I had it. I mean, I dropped and I had that thing. That was my bow until deep into the new expansion. So I'm double irritated about that. I don't know what to do. I want it back. I want that bow. All right. That's it. Let's move on to emails. No, the Geek Food thing's not going to happen, it looks like.
All right.
And,
no worries.
I forgot to mention, normally Steven's here Monday, but he had things today.
Meetings.
Yes. Yeah. So he couldn't be here. But we do have emails, and they're brought to you by
Another Way Around, Life and Gaming Podcast Deluxe. Visit awaycast.com to experience video commentary, live streams, interviews, and of course, the Awaycast weekly podcast. The Awaycast runs regular contests with loot giveaways and will keep you humored and enlightened in both life and gaming. Go to awaycast.com.
Speaking of Vegas food, Drew sent an email in, said, obviously I couldn't send anything local because all we produce is sand and sweat here. I got the stuff I sent from Cost Plus World Market in an attempt to get you guys stuff that tasted good and wasn't horribly high in calories so you wouldn't feel guilty for eating it. Can you tell I catch up on episodes during the weekend? Have fun, guys. Drew. So, Drew, thanks again for all your good stuff.
That's what we've been eating. Yeah, the shortbread and the...
That was nice.
Good stuff, yeah.
There's still things I haven't seen around here, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Despite all that...
No, we're enjoying it. Thank you so much, Drew.
Yeah. If you're out there and you're interested in doing the same, you can send us stuff.
I like that all they produce in Vegas is sand and sweat.
Yep, sand and sweat. Sweat and sand. Right. Let's see here. Got one from Vlad. Strontium and beryllium.
Those are elements.
Are they? They're not aliens? Okay, great.
They're not aliens.
Vlad says, since everyone is doing confession... he's probably not Russian. I shouldn't do this. I figured I would throw my cock into the fight. Sorry, I had to slow down as I said it. Figured you would get a kick out of this, out of that pause. Yes, we did. Here is my confession. In my exploration of the interwebs, I bumped into the Brony fandom. Right. So this is the My Little Pony.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic fans.
That thing. They scared me a little bit when I ran into the furry fandom. Oh, but then I ran into the furry fandom. The furries, being much nicer and honestly more accepting, caught my attention. Is that true? I didn't know that. I didn't know there's no crossover, I don't think, between those two.
No. I think there may be people who belong to both, but one does not necessitate the other.
He says, I must say, I haven't lost contact with that fandom because... This fandom's fun. The word fandom is fun to lose its meaning. Because they are so fun and have some really cool art styles. So, yeah, that's my confession. Now I shall hide in my cave for a few years. Vlad. I think maybe he might be Russian, and I should have read that in that voice. The Brony thing,
I want to say he's Indian. From previous conversations, I want to say Vlad is...
I wanted to throw my cock in the fight.
I know Vlad is not a typically Indian name, but I think that's a moniker, a nom de plume.
Maybe it's V-Lad. I don't know.
Could be.
I don't have any. I have no judgment to throw at any particular groups of fans or people who are into certain things or whatever. I don't understand some fandoms. That isn't to say I'm judging it harshly because I my misunderstanding is not unusual for things that are just a little bit foreign to me. Like I don't understand why somebody would be really into dressing up as a bear or a raccoon or a fox or something and dancing around with other people in that also dressed as those things and spend like a whole weekend at a convention where that's all you're doing. Like that to me, I don't get it. And I could never see myself all up in that, but I have no problem with it. It's fine.
But you don't judge other people for it. Sure.
No, you're not hurting anybody.
So Vlad is also the one who's putting together the Nerf guns for us.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh.
The Star Trek Nerf guns, yeah.
When are those coming?
Hopefully soon. I've already offered to help him out with shipping, paying for shipping, because I think that's what's holding him up. Because he's a younger guy.
Is he?
And
I like the younger guys. Whoa, slow down, Scott.
Ice Worm?
Yeah, slow down.
Can I have that one?
Sheesh. We got another guy.
Get that, Ice Worm.
We got an email from Miles Langley, who heir to the Langley base fortune, I guess. I don't know what that means.
Dancing with Miles.
he sent an email with a clip of him buying the big burger onion at McDonald's. So we're going to play it here. Right. Let's see how his experience went. So here you go. Whoops, where'd it go? Where is it? I've lost it. Okay, here it is.
Whenever you're ready. Yeah, can I get one of them Big Macs with the bigger onions on them? And then make it a combo and supersize it.
I'm pretty sure that's not his real voice, but I'm not sure, dude.
Yeah. Hey, big guy, tough guy. How about you give me one of them?
All right, it goes on.
With a Dr. Pepper.
You say you wanted the red onions or the slivered onions? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the bigger ones, the big ones.
Okay, and you wanted a Dr. Pepper with that?
Yep.
What else can I eat for you today?
That'll do.
It's going to be $6.78 at the first window.
Thank you.
All right, pulls forward.
I'm pretty sure they're going to spit in my food, but we'll go ahead and see how this goes.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
Still doing the voice.
You too, thank you. Oh, it's great. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You too.
I think he made up a voice to order.
Let's take a bite here.
Yes, he's normal then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. These are the wrong freaking onions.
All right, so they screwed him too.
I still gave him the slivered onions.
He gave him the slivered anyway. I think the problem there, see, I kind of see where he went wrong. He said, I want the big onion. They said, did you want the slivered or the red? And he said, the big ones.
Yeah.
And they could have interpreted that to be big slivered one. Yeah, the old big slivers. You guys, crack open a box of the big slivers.
Yeah, look for the biggest slivers you can find. Hydrate them really quickly and then put them on his burger.
We got to get Jersey Joe, boy, his freaking order here. But it's funny that he donned a different voice for the ordering. And I wonder if he even noticed that he did that.
He did. Yeah, I think he's, my guess is he's kind of basing it off of the thing where we had the different voice. Like you'd get, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? Yes. Like a Big Mac combo. And what would you like to drink with that, sir?
Maybe. He took us at our request to do that. It's fantastic.
I guess so. That's awesome. Thank you, Miles.
Thanks, Miles. Appreciate it. One last email from Ryan and Lauren in Moline. With Moline? What'd I say? Moline?
Moline.
Moline's aching.
Moline.
Moline, Minnesota. No, what is that? M-I.
Michigan.
Thank you. Okay. All those M-I states suck. MS is, it's just a pain. Anyway, Scott and Brian, you mentioned on Wednesday's show that you sacked the Philadelphia experiment and thought it was a good concept but lacked everything else. We talked about this with Tom at length and Nicole, I think. Remember that? We'd had the big party going on there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Which my family agrees with you completely on. Then Scott said he wouldn't mind seeing it seeing a remake of that film. I thought I'd let you know that they actually did remake that film. It came out just a few years ago on the Sci-Fi Channel. Unfortunately, it wasn't much better than the original. But you still might want to check it out if you're curious. Great shows, by the way. My family listens to everything Frog Pants provides, and we are always entertained. Ryan and Lauren in Moline. Moline. Minnesota. Nope, Michigan.
Right. So we talked a little bit about this actually during that episode, the Philadelphia Experiment, because we were talking about how the remake, the 2012 remake, actually had Michael Paré.
That's right. It came back.
It was in the original, yeah.
Yeah, I think we did mention that. I have no desire to see it, though, because I all I hear is it's crap. So why would I, I don't want to waste my time. But I'm telling you, good concept.
You can watch the whole movie on Amazon.
Yeah. How do you feel about, by the way, we talked about it a little bit on the Instance last episode, but how do you feel about, now I can't remember his name. Oh, gosh.
What happens to Huel?
He's the ultimate chick in the bucket, is my understanding.
Yeah, he is. He's just still sitting there in that hotel room.
what's the guy's name? Played Bullseye on the Daredevil movie. Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, yeah.
How do you feel about him being the lead in the World of Warcraft movie? How do you feel about that?
Oh, I hadn't heard that. That's fine with me.
Seems
I like him.
A good human, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When there's some other girl in there, looks God, like a that, night elf, probably going to be.
That In Bruges film looks like it's spelled In Bruges.
In Bruges, yeah.
In Bruges.
I hear that's great.
It's excellent, yeah. It's great kind of buddy heist.
Yeah, I don't have the hate for him some people have. I think he's fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he's fine.
Yeah, huh? I guess I've heard the rumors that he's a big misogynist, like...
It looks
like they had the rumors about Clooney being a big misogynist, and
yeah. But anytime,
What do I care if he gives good massage?
Yeah,
it's really
right.
Yeah, what do I care? You know?
Like a good penis. I like a good penis. Oh, pianist.
Oh, that.
Sorry. now what? Let's see. Oh, that's it. That's emails. Thanks, everybody. If you want to send in your own, we're glad to read them. Right here on the program, themorningstream@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody who made today's show possible, including Scott Fletcher, Alpha Geek Radio, everybody. Thank you all so much. You can find
Martha Stewart and her teats.
Yes, her teat that she uses to that'll help you. That'll work on your iPad, right?
Your teeter.
Anyone try that? Oh, by the way, that's the first thing I thought of. So apparently, you can get your new iPhone 5S to recognize. You know, it does your fingerprint thing, right?
Yeah,
but it'll recognize other parts of your body. So people have registered their elbows, and it works. You register your cheek or whatever.
You have up to five. From what I hear, you have up to five fingerprints or things that it can recognize.
How many people do you think whipped out their doodle and used it? How many people?
I would say a good 5% of people who got the new 5S did that.
I hate that you're right about that. That is a truth. That's a truth we can all feel bad about because you know that happened. Oh, jeez. First thing too. You walk home, your fancy new phone. Hey, dude, check it out. And there's your wiener.
Exactly.
We are on the web at frogpants.com/TMS, on Facebook at /TheMorningStream. Email us, morningstream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville, please. We'd appreciate it. That's Monday for you, folks. Tomorrow, Justin Robert Young, hopefully he'll be here. I don't know what his schedule's like this week, but should be. And we'll have the venerable Chinbeard, where I will ask him the very pointed question, where did all those Spanish followers come from? All that and more tomorrow on the morning stream. He has this giant influx of Spanish speaking followers on Twitter.
1,000 Twitter followers, $50.
Let people figure it out. All right. He may be close. I don't know how that's all going. Anyway, so thanks everybody for being here. Excited to talk to those guys. I want to see if he can make. I'm the more I think about Chinbeard, the more I think about the things he could make.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see a movie, science fiction-y thing, I'm watching BSG with the kids again, and somebody whipped out a rifle that I was like, that is a badass space hybrid BSG rifle right there, and how cool would that look on my wall? And I think, well, I only know one guy that could make this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's
Want him to coach me on, there's a thing I want to make. I want to do a cosplay thing, and I'm not even sure I want to talk about it on TMS, because I might want it to be a surprise Nerdtacular 14.
Yeah, don't give that away.
I won't even tell you, but there's a part of it that I'd want his assistance in making, and
it's the wiener part.
I want to make a I'm gonna be Dirk Diggler for cosplay.
Perfect.
Yes,
I love it. All right. Let's play some music of some sort before we leave. What do you got?
All right, here's what I got for you. I've got an email from Mary, Weird Tigger 27, the one who sends us all the Oreos.
There's something about her, by the way. There's something about Mary.
Something about Mary. Dear Supernova and Black Hole, as an Earthling, I will have completed my 31st orbit around our sun as of September 30th. Were I a Saturnian, I would be a bit over a year old. So, in the spirit of keeping our perspectives fresh, I would like to request a cover of Weird Al Yankovic's Everything You Know Is Wrong. Love you both and the tadpole. Peace, love, and crazy Oreos. Signed, Mary. Yeah, sure. This is a great cover. Actually, it's a cover that was included on a tribute to Weird Al Yankovic that was sold on Kickstarter a couple of years ago. It's fantastic. I don't know where you can still get it. I'm sure there's a place you can still get it. It's called 26 and a half, came out in 2011. And as the title suggests, you get 26 covers of Weird Al Yankovic songs. This one is Everything You Know Is Wrong by Steve Goody. And it goes out to Weird Tigger.
I think that's his real name. Steve Goody.
Steve Goody? Probably not.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's no.
Probably Steve Gutenberg, and he changed it.
Because why wouldn't you?
Right.
Three men and a baby. All right, let's get out of here. It's everything you know is wrong, and that's so true. We'll be back tomorrow. Brand new show. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Scott Johnson.
Thank you, chat room. Thank you, everybody listening at home. We'll see you then.
I was driving on the freeway in the fast lane with the rabid Wolverine in my underwear when suddenly a guy behind me in the backseat popped right up and cupped his hands across my eyes. I guessed, is it Uncle Frank or Cousin Louie? Is it Bob or Joe or Walter? Could it be Bill or Jim or Ed or Bernie or Al? I probably would have kept on guessing, but about that time we crashed into the truck. And as I'm laying bleeding there on the asphalt, finally I recognize the face of my hibachi dealer, who takes off his prosthetic lips and tells me, everything you know is wrong. Black is white, up is down, and short is long. And everything you thought was just so important doesn't matter. Everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is that everything you know is wrong. I was walking to the kitchen for some golden grams when I accidentally stepped into an alternate dimension, and soon I was abducted by some aliens from space who kind of looked like Jamie Farr. They sucked out my internal organs and they took some Polaroids and said I was a darn good sport. And as a way of saying thank you, they offered to transport me back to any point in history that I would care to go. And so I had them send me back to last Thursday night so I could pay my phone bill on time. Just then the floating disembodied head of Colonel Sanders started yelling, everything you know is wrong. Black is white, up is down, and short is long. And everything you thought was just so important doesn't matter. Everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is everything you know is wrong. About to mail a letter to my evil twin when I got a nasty paper cut. And well, to make a long story short, it got infected and I died. So now I'm up in heaven with St. Peter by the pearly gates, and it's obvious he doesn't like the Nehru jacket that I'm wearing. He tells me that they've got a dress code. Well, he lets me into heaven anyway, but I get the room next to the noisy ice machine for all eternity. And every day he runs by screaming, everything you know is wrong. Black is white, up is down, and short is long. And everything you used to think was so important doesn't really matter anymore, because the simple fact remains that everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is everything you know is, everything you know is, everything you know is wrong.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Great idea.